Let's get right to the unfolding events in Venezuela today. Opposition leader Juan Guaido has called for a military uprising to oust President Nicolas Maduro.
Cuando la comunidad internacional respaldara ampliamente.
Guaido posted a video online this morning standing with soldiers at a military base in Caracas to launch what he has called the final phase of the effort to force Maduro. I spoke earlier with Stephen Gibbs, who reports on Latin America for the Times of London and The Economist. He's in Caracas.
Well, we've seen really a very dramatic and unexpected turn of events that began a few hours ago here in Caracas, and that was just before dawn. Juan Guaido, who declares himself the rival president of Venezuela, appeared on an overpass overlooking the Carlota Air Base in central Caracas, and alongside him were several defecting soldiers and Venezuela's sort of leading political prisoner, Leopoldo López, who's been under house arrest since 2014. Now, both of them said that they were launching what they called Operation Freedom, the beginning of what they say will be the overthrowing of President Maduro. Now, that didn't work in terms of they didn't manage to get access to the airbase. There was tear gas fired from Maduro loyalists within that airbase. We've also just been seeing in the last few minutes, as I'm speaking to you here, some disturbing images of National Guard, what appear to be armoured personnel carriers, running over what seem to be protesters. I haven't been able to verify those, but those have been circulating on social media. Right now, as I'm speaking to you, the opposition supporters, including Guaido and several National Guardsmen who've rebelled are in one of the main squares of Caracas and are sort of seem to be pondering their next move. So a series of dramatic events here.
Do you get any sense at this point how much of the military is siding with Guaido versus Maduro?
From what we can see, there hasn't been a significant defection from the high command of the military. And that is what Guaido needs. That's what he's been calling for several weeks and months. We haven't had that. In fact, we've had the opposite, that many of the leading, the high command of this of the army have been issuing their or voicing their support for President Maduro. But, you know, we are seeing inside this country relatively junior, but National Guardsmen there who were prepared to flip, and they were all wearing blue armbands, and they are saying, right, we're shifting sides. So, you know, the leadership seems to be with Maduro, but one of the things Guaido has been pushing for a long time is that the junior ranks of the army, they're suffering in the same way that most of Venezuelans are in terms of, you know, very, very low salaries, etc. And if he can get enough of them to come on his side, then things might change. But no, the sort of command of the army remains loyal to Maduro.
And what about ordinary people there in Caracas, where you are? Is there fear about siding with one side or the other right now? Or are people, we've been talking for so long about how helpless the situation is there, how helpless the economic situation is there. Are people in Venezuela at a point now where they'll just do whatever it takes to change?
I think there's no question that the real support for Maduro is really slipping. You know, relatively recently, he could legitimately say that 25% of this country were behind him. He'd actually say it was a lot more than that. He claims, of course, that he has a democratic majority here. But, you know, it does appear to be slipping from that, say, 25% of around a year or a couple of years ago. And you really are hard pushed to find people who genuinely say, we like this government, we back them. There is a hardcore, perhaps 10%, but the majority is against him. Now, the majority is also pretty dependent on the state here for food, for the public services, even though they are in a deeply sort of declined state. So, you know, what we've never seen, and I haven't even seen a sign of it yet today during this sort of dramatic development today, are the people coming down from the poorest parts of this city and saying, right, we've had enough, we're going to fully join, openly join the opposition. But that is clearly the pressure that Guaido and the opposition are trying to build on. And there is a theory that what happened today is actually a build-up for what will take place tomorrow. There's a massive march planned by the opposition, and this is sort of perhaps publicity for that.
That is Stephen Gibbs, who is a reporter for the Times of London and The Economist in Caracas, Venezuela, as we follow the developments there. Stephen, stay safe, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.